In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning's gospel is one that we don't hear every year in church. That one of the hidden blessings, the silver linings of the coronavirus pandemic is that we're having liturgies on Saturdays and hearing all of these beautiful Saturday epistles and gospels. But today's gospel is so fundamental and important to understanding what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. So we heard in the gospel that Jesus was passing by the tax collector's booth, and he called out to the tax collector, Levi, come and follow me. Come be my disciple. So most of you probably know what a tax collector, what a tax collector's reputation was in the ancient world, and especially in ancient Judea under the Romans. The Roman tax system was such that throughout their empire, they basically sold franchises for collecting taxes in certain regions. And if you bought that franchise, then you had to present them with the amount of taxes, but whatever more you collected, it was up to you, and you could just keep it. And you had the might of the Roman Empire, the Roman army, behind you in order to enforce whatever kind of collection that you wanted to take from the people. So tax collectors were very rich because they enriched themselves on their own kinsmen. Levi had enriched himself on his own brother and sister Israelites. And so, of course, they were despised. Tax collectors and sinners was a unit. Tax collectors being among the foremost examples of sinners. But here, Christ passes by the tax collector's booth and tells Levi, come and follow me. And Levi is so overjoyed to have been chosen by the Lord in spite of his unworthiness that he throws a feast for him. And at this feast, there are others who are like Levi, his friends. Others who were among the sort of religious outcasts of their day. And as Jesus is in there feasting with his disciples amongst these sinners, the Pharisees, of course, sit in judgment upon them and complain and criticize the disciples. Look, your master eats among tax collectors and sinners. But Jesus hears and he responds with these memorable words. He says, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Now it's interesting, there's an irony here that it's important for us not to miss. The fundamental question is there anyone who is, any human being who is not in need of Jesus Christ? Of course, every human being is in need of Jesus Christ. The Pharisees were in need of repentance. They were in need of Jesus Christ. So what does he mean when he responds to them? Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. He's not saying, oh, look, you guys are righteous and you're well, so don't worry about it. Let me deal with these bad people over here. No. What he's saying is that his purpose is to come and help those who are in need. So, of course, that's where he's going to be. The danger for the Pharisees is that if they think that they're well, and they think that they're righteous when they're not, they're going to resist Christ and keep him and his healing power out of their lives. That's the danger. That's the danger for them. It's the danger for us. If we are self-satisfied with our righteousness, if we're self-satisfied with even with our condition in this life, if we don't recognize our need for Christ, then we keep him out of our lives. So, one of the most basic things involved in being a Christian and having a productive, grace-filled life in Christ is to recognize our need for him. To humbly admit our weaknesses as well as our sins, and to realize and to remain convinced that Christ himself is the only solution for those wounds, for those needs. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, let this simple gospel be a wake-up call for us. First, for ourselves, to do some introspection, to admit to ourselves and to God those points of weakness within us, those areas in which we desperately need healing and help. And let us call out to Christ for that healing and help. But then also let this be a wake-up call for us in regards to other people, because it's so easy for us to judge other people for their weaknesses, especially when we are hiding our own weaknesses from ourselves. It's a very dangerous thing which Christ addresses throughout the Gospels. Quite memorably, he says that if your brother has a speck in his eye, you shouldn't try to remove it until you remove first the log from your own eye. So let us have mercy and compassion upon those who are around us who perhaps have different sins and different weaknesses than we have, but who are just like us in need of the grace that Christ has. And just like us, all human beings are capable of redemption. To the glory of our great God and Savior and Redeemer, Jesus Christ, together with his Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.